The YWCA Alaska is 1 year into their initiative to eliminate the gender pay gap in the state by 2025. Women in Alaska only make about 68 cents for every dollar made by a man. According to calculations based on U.S. Census data, this causes the state's economy to lose $1.2 billion every year. Women are making less, so they're spending less. YWCA CEO Hillary Morgan says one of the first steps to eliminating the pay gap is gathering data that shows it's real.
Women make less money in every single industry in Alaska, every single one. And this is, again, Department of Labor stats. And now we just need to figure out why.
One example is nurses. 89% of the state's nurses are women, but they make 5% less than male nurses. Morgan says the YWCA is taking an apolitical, multi-pronged approach to ending the gap. 74 businesses and individuals spanning from BP Alaska to the governor have endorsed the initiative. It involves working with employers to make gender-balanced workplaces. Morgan says one tool is a survey that helps employers analyze the impacts of their official and unofficial policies.
Like, some of the things have come back and they say, well, we do this, but we don't really have a policy about it. So right away, then they know that, well, if you don't have a policy about it, then it's a word of mouth thing. So the woman who is not comfortable or confident enough to go ask for it is not going to get it.
They're also educating women and girls about career options, salary negotiations, and the nuances of hiring that may be leading to the wage gap. For example, studies show that some male hiring managers who have wives that don't work are less likely to hire women.
You can see how they got there. It's like, well, my wife doesn't work. I'm the breadwinner. So I don't want to take a job away from somebody who's going to actually be a breadwinner and give it to a woman. Like, you can understand the rationale, but if you go in for a job interview and you're being interviewed by that man, you're never going to know why you didn't get that job.
The Pew Research Center says women are the primary or only breadwinners in 40% of U.S. households. Morgan recently announced that she's running for state senate in District N.